Turn the radio back up. Okay. Wanted to verify I was there. All right. The other thing that we've been working on, working towards, along with trying to squash some bugs like the one we're experiencing tonight, is, you know, one of the things that we did was we did the tutorial for the building an all-starter DMR bridge, and that's worked out really well. And the overall documentation, which is kind of a 10,000-foot overview. But, you know, one of the things that people run into is, you know, how do I get this thing up quickly? What, you know, what parts do I need? How do I configure the parts? Well, so what we've been building, what we've been working on now is a system builder script. And what it'll do is it will take a bare Debian derivative image, Debian, Ubuntu, Raspbian, Armbian, any of the, you know, the more common Debian derivatives, and it will install all of the DD switch programs. It will install all of the MMDVM programs, and it will set up what we feel are sane or standardized or usable configuration files. And the idea being that they're going to get you a good portion of the way there. They'll set up MMDVM bridge, they'll set up analog bridge, they'll set up the P25 gateway, YSF gateway, NXDN gateway, MMDVM bridge, HP link, DMR link. They're going to put all of the programs on. They're going to put them all in the proper places. They're going to set up, again, some fairly intelligent default configuration files and going to be ready for you to use. The other piece of the puzzle that we're going to add, or we're working on adding, I should say, is a rudimentary dashboard. What we've done is we've taken the MMDVM dashboard that Kim wrote, and I can't remember Kim's call. He's a DG9 off the top of my head. I could look it up, but I didn't think to have it in front of me. And we're going to modify his dashboard to give you a working status page of MMDVM bridge in real time. It does scrape the log, and I think I probably should break for time.